Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Bannister moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Bannister scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and has Norris trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who tags Norris for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Torres chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Colburn fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Colburn. Thornton scores. Alexander goes all the way around to score. Cox moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Clyde scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pryor for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Washington reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Colburn reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Hara reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. 2 outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Thornton, and towards Kuiper, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hera hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Victor Cruz now pitching. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Hassey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Washington scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Hara applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rick Manning pinch hits for Gary Alexander. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning bunts towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Ted Cox. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Mike Hargrove. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.